You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we talk about running Azure Machine Learning anywhere with Saudia. Make sure you tune in. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where we have a special guest, Saudia Das, to talk all about running Azure Machine Learning anywhere. Why don't we start with introductions? Saudia, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Saudia Das. I'm a product manager in the Azure Machine Learning team. I focus primarily on the hybrid strategy, and I do that through the integrations with Kubernetes.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Azure Machine Learning for those that don't know.
So Azure Machine Learning is this Uber product from Azure that allows you to do everything machine learning. Now, machine learning is big. There's way more in machine learning. It's too huge. As data preparation, there is training models using multitudes of frameworks that you have: PyTorch, TensorFlow, MPI, and then there is serving or inferencing. There is reinforcement learning. Then there is the space keeps evolving. So there are pipelines, MLOps. There are open source projects out there like MNflow and others, Airflow. So it's all that. And we have a suite of products that help you solve these problems.
So looking at the title, it says running Azure Machine Learning anywhere. I mean, are folks restricted to only cloud compute when we're doing things in Azure Machine Learning?
No, it's not just the cloud. The idea is to move beyond the cloud, so allow you to have a consistent experience in the cloud, and then anywhere you have Kubernetes clusters. So standardizing on Kubernetes, which allows you to extend anywhere. Like I said, just includes AKS, GKE, AWS, container services in the cloud, and then you've got the on-prem solutions like you could have Azure Stack Hub or Azure Stack Edge, or you could have any Kubernetes cluster on-prem, which you bring to Azure through Azure Arc for Kubernetes. So I can give a bit about Azure Arc for Kubernetes if you want.
So I think you're going super fast, because I think you said that you can run Azure machine learning jobs on GKE, Amazon, and even on. Did I hear this right?
Yes, that is correct.
How is that even possible? I know you said Arc, but can you explain what Arc is and how this makes it possible?
Yep. So Azure Arc is this umbrella project, and that has a specific line of product called Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes. And what that allows us to do is, you have Kubernetes clusters, like I said, across cloud and on-prem. You install Kubernetes, and then you install the Azure Arc connected bits. And what that allows us to do is give it an Azure Resource Manager ID, and allows us to track these on-prem clusters or other cloud clusters in a single pane of glass, as I will show you in the Azure portal, centrally govern them, manage them, apply policies, monitor. You can also see security hassles and all that. Everything is included.
Well, this is awesome. I feel like we need to take a look. Can we do that?
Yep, sure. So what you see here is the Azure portal. I've customized this to show me resource groups, machine learning, and Kubernetes services. But you can customize this to show anything. So let's go to Kubernetes services, because that's the most relevant part here. As you can see, this UI shows me all types of Kubernetes assets that I have. If I go and group them by type, I will see two types of Kubernetes clusters. One is Kubernetes service. This is Azure's managed service, Azure Kubernetes service. I've got two clusters in the cloud. The other is Kubernetes Azure Arc. This is Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes. These are clusters that are elsewhere, and we brought them to Azure by giving them an Azure ID or an Arm resource ID. And this includes AKS engine clusters. There are NVIDIA Arc clusters. There's a GKE cluster. And there is my desktop. So I installed Docker Kubernetes on my engine, on my laptop, and I brought it to Azure. All of these are Arc bits. Go ahead.
So let's pause right here. So basically, the two Kubernetes at the bottom are just standard, AKS, Azure Kubernetes services. The ones above represent Kubernetes services that are running outside of the context of Azure, including one that's running on your laptop. Is that right?
Yep. A couple of them are AKS engine clusters. So I spun up VMs on Azure and I deployed Kubernetes on them.
I see. So it's like a homegrown, like you made your own, you spun up three VMs and did a Kubernetes cluster. Fantastic. So now that these are here, how does one access them? Because look, as a machine learning guy, like I like hardware. I just don't like messing around with it. You know what I'm saying? How does a machine learning person access these clusters to do training? Do they have to know anything about Kubernetes?
They don't have to know anything about Kubernetes. We have built the personas such that the IT operators in organizations can set up these clusters for their data scientists. And data scientists just need to know their targets. So I can show that bit. So what you see on my screen is the Azure studio, the machine learning studio. And this is primarily the place where data scientists, one or more data scientists come in. They keep all their assets here, including experiments, models, data sets, pipelines, and whatnot. They keep everything here. They do their training jobs here or serving and whatnot. This is the centralized place for all their assets. Now, what they can do is, I just showed, the IT operator goes in, creates these clusters, sets up these targets. They enable the Azure Arc bits on the cluster. They enable Azure Machine Learning. I will just switch over to my CLI. And I have a cluster. So let me show you what this cluster is. So let me just clear the screen and do, this is a three node cluster. This is the three node cluster that I have, Azure Arc cluster. And then what I have deployed on this is going to be important. So you can see that to bring this cluster to that view that I had, you have to install Azure Arc bits. So this installs a bunch of bits and make sure we can see it in Azure and centrally govern it. Then the second part is installing Azure Machine Learning bits. This will allow you to use this cluster to deploy training jobs onto this specific cluster. So you will see that in the specific namespace Azure ML, you've got a bunch of operators or operators deployed. So you will see that we have some MPI, PyTorch, TensorFlow operators. Then we've got Azure ML operator. We've got job exporters. Of course, we use metrics to report back to Azure, so we can show them to you in a centralized location. But this is what a cluster looks like once an IT admin sets it up for the data scientist team. Now, data scientists can go to the Azure Machine Learning Studio.
So let's pause right there. So all of that stuff happens by someone that's a Kubernetes person. Because if you're running these things on your own Kubernetes cluster, ostensibly, probably you have somebody that's literally running that stuff. But now to actually get that running, you don't have to do anything. You just have to cook it up. Can you show that to us?
So in the Azure Machine Learning Studio, you have the compute tab. When you go to the compute tab, we have two sets of compute. One is all of this is managed compute. These are compute that you just use to, just paper use, and you don't care about using updating the infrastructure and all that, security patches and all that. The other part is the attached compute, and that's where we've integrated Kubernetes. You will note that it says Kubernetes service. This is a simple pane where you come in and give it a name, say my target, and then you choose a Kubernetes cluster. So this Machine Learning Studio is in the same subscription as my portal. So you will see all the exact same clusters here. Like I had two AKS clusters and I had six Arc clusters. You will see all of them. And you can probably select any of them as a target and say attach. I already have one attached for you. It takes a couple of minutes to attach and you're all set. These are all the targets that are for a data scientist, and you can target any of these for running your training jobs. Now, this step could also be done by the IT operator, but it's up to you. And we have provisions where you can select an entire cluster and target the default namespace, or you can provide a specific namespace that will allow you to deploy to that namespace. Typically, in IT, in big orgs, IT operators split their large clusters into namespaces and hand them out to data scientist teams and dev teams. So you can do that as well.
That's interesting. So effectively, if someone has on-premises Kubernetes clusters that already have GPUs, that already do all the thing machine learning folks want, but you want to take advantage of Azure Machine Learning for, let's just say, its dashboards and logging, you can do that now.
Yep. Use the excess capacity anywhere you want on the fly.
That's awesome, man. Because some people are afraid to move to the cloud because they're like, well, we already have a bunch of clusters. But Azure Machine Learning is actually really, really good at the exhaust of machine learning, like logging and everything. And now you can use actually both. So where can people go to find out more, unless you have something else to show us?
Yeah, I have a demo of showing how you quickly, you know, the data scientist should not have to make a whole lot of changes to run a notebook. So what typically a data scientist does on a day-to-day basis is, you know, they have sample notebooks. This is an image classification traditional example. I've got this notebook. I wanted to call out that, you know, there are a bunch of steps here. You import a bunch of packages, Python packages. You install the Azure SDK. You connect to this, what is called as a workspace or a project. This view is a workspace where you keep all your assets. Then you connect to this workspace. You create a sample experiment. And this is the only change as a data scientist you got to do. You got to import this package, and you give it one of the compute targets that you set here. That's it. And then you are just all set to use AML just like you were using before. So we want you to be productive. We don't want you to be wasting time learning Kubernetes or anything. So everything has been all set for you. You can run through the entire script all by yourself. Nothing changes. And I will just submit a sample job and show you how it works. So this is the last step of submitting a job. After you set a compute target, I will run it. And then I will go to the experiment step. This is the entire experiment, image classification experiment. I will show you that, you know, these are all the jobs that have run on this cluster. This is, this is the one that I just submitted, has been queued. It will run. This is, you know, you click on any experiment you want. You can view of the properties of the run that you have, the metrics, the images that are being used, the child runs, or the output logs. The output logs tell you what is going on when you submit a job. You can track it. So you can see that it's now starting a pod. From a data scientist perspective, nothing changes. You can see it's already gone into running stage, and it will complete right now. So let's go ahead and take a look. The IT operator can go back to the CLI, their favorite tool, and take a look at, you know, if everything is working fine. The cluster has not been destroyed in any format, so they can do get jobs, and they will see that this job was scheduled 59 seconds back. It's all good. They can look at the logs. They can, you know, using kubectl, command line, they can look at the logs, describe and see what the events are. They can, they are basically allowed to slice and dice the cluster just the way they want. So there's also a corresponding pod that's also been spun up and is running. It will run to completion. And you will have your run. So one of the things that I want to point out is this compute target. You can very quickly change this compute target in your notebook and target any cluster. It could be any cluster on-prem or in the cloud as set by you in the target. That's
really cool. So basically, all you have to do is change the compute target, and you're done.
Right here. That's all you need to do, and you're all
set. Well, this is awesome. Where can people go to find out more?
So there is a link to a blog that we wrote. So we are in gated public preview. So a sign-up sheet is there. You go sign up, and we are slowly onboarding customers to try this out.
Awesome. Well, this has been amazing. We've been learning all about how to use on-premises Azure machine learning clusters using Azure Arc. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.